Blog Talk Radio.
God, we're grateful because if it had not been for you, we would not be here. We opened our eyes this morning, God, because you gave us the strength to open our eyes. We were able to rise because you gave us strength in our limbs and the facilities of our body. We were able to get here, God, because you blessed us and brought us the way of safety and did not allow harm to come to us, Lord. We're grateful to again come into your presence because we know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And as we come before you today, have your way, Lord. Let flesh be crucified that you might be glorified, that your people might be edified in the name of Jesus. For God in you is life. And that's what we seek, God, life, eternal life, God. And we pray, oh God, today that you will touch every person that have come seeking you, Lord. Bind the hand of the devil, God. Rebuke the hand of the enemy, Lord. God, let your anointing that resonates in this place even now. God, let there be an outpouring on your people. We need you, God, to take us to another level in you, Lord. God, we're faced with demonic forces, God. Evil spirits have come up against us, Lord, and we need to be fortified with your power. God, we can't make it on our own strength, God. We don't have enough to stand on, Lord. But we know, God, that your joy is our strength. Fill us up on today in the name of Jesus. Somebody have come this morning burdened down, God, with the issues of life, God. Somebody, God, is in the battle of their life. Somebody's, God, fighting in their mind and in their spirit, Lord, where the devil have come into war against them, Lord. But we thank you, God, because we know greater are you that's within us than he that is within this world, God. We know, God, that you are a deliverer, Lord, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you're no short of your promise, Lord, and you're able to deliver us, Lord. Touch us on today, Lord. We need you like never before. Fill us up with the Holy Ghost, God, and give us a refilling, Lord, that when we leave here today, Lord, we can leave with your anointing, Lord, that as we meet men and women, boys and girls, they might be converted to know who you are, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you because you are a healer. You're the God that healeth thee, and healing is in your wings, and you're able to touch our feeble bodies. You're able to save our troubled souls. And in the name of Jesus, bind every demon, Lord, every demonic force, Lord, God, that comes to keep us in the same place, Lord. We're willing, God, to surrender and say yes to your will, Lord. We're willing to turn our lives, God, over into your hands, Lord, because we come to the place, God, where we realize like never before, we need you, Jesus. More than anything we know, we need you, Jesus. While men are trying to find, God, solutions to this chaotic world, God, we're looking to you, Lord, because we know for every right desire, there is an answer, and Jesus, you're that answer. There's no need for us, God, to turn hither or thither, Lord. We need but to look for you, Lord, because you're the answer, God, for our troubled lives, Lord. Touch on the day, God. Break every yoke, oh God. Save on the day, God. Deliver on the day, God. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We're crying out to you, Lord. We know that you're able to save our souls. We know that you're able, God, to heal our bodies, Jesus. We know that you're able, God, to turn our situations around. Jesus, no other help we know. No other help we know. No other help we know, God. You're able, Jesus. Jesus, to deliver our children. You're able, Jesus, to save the unsaved husband. You're able, Jesus, to heal the cancer patient. Nothing too hard for you, Jesus. No other God we know. We know that you're able, Jesus. We know that you're able, Jesus. We say yes to your will, God. Yes to your way, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. And we'll thank you for it. And we'll give your name the praise. And we'll bless you, Lord. Yes, we thank you, Lord. And we bless your holy name. Come on, open your mouth and give the Lord some praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We thank God for another Friday morning, another week ending, and we are grateful unto him. I did not know that it was this cool this morning. My weather says 61, but when I opened that front door, I felt like I was 45 or 40. It was cold. But we thank God nonetheless because he brings the weather, and it's to bless us, to keep us alive and, you know, give us the things that we need in the earth. And so we're grateful unto him for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do, because he continues to change the seasons. And with the seasons changing, it blesses man, us, to breathe better and do different things. Now, some people have allergies and they complain about this, that, and the other, but those of us who don't have allergies, it's a beautiful thing, yeah, to have a cool morning and a warm afternoon. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get a warm morning and a cooler afternoon. But we are grateful unto the Lord because he is yet blessing us. And he blessed us that we could adapt. We're human. We can adapt to many different situations. If it's cool, we can put a coat on and feel warmer. If it's hot, we can take some stuff off and feel cooler. God is an amazing God. Ooh, full of wisdom. Hallelujah. And so we thank him again for another week ending. Yeah, he has blessed us. And today we want to talk about God. We want to talk about his wondrous works. And we want to make known his deeds among the people. We always want to talk about his goodness and what he has done for us. Some people are shy. Some people are ashamed. Some people say, well, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want nobody to think I'm trying to take over. No, you're not taking over nothing. If God has been good to you and a door come open for you to tell the world what he has done for you, that's what you want to do. I often think about all of the testifying Fridays, and I have said, you know, after this one, I may not do any more testifying Fridays because I don't want the people to get in trouble. Because when we stand before God and he says every Friday, Barbara had testifying Friday and you never said nothing. You never told about nothing I did. And if you did, maybe you came in there one time and said something, but every week there was an opportunity for you to talk of my wondrous works. It was an opportunity to make people all over the world, allow them to hear what I did in your life. And you never know who your testimony touched. You never know who I used your testimony to draw to me. And you said you was like me. Therefore, you wish none should perish. But you're not willing to say anything. You're not willing to do anything. You got me, and you just me and you. But there are so many more that are in dire straits of me, are in need of me. I mean, they need me. But how can people find me and you're not going to say anything on your end? So we thank God this morning. And I know this, Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And we know that he loves us. But there's a day he's coming back. See, he went away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also. But he's returning one day, and he's returning looking for the church without spot or wrinkle. What will he say to you when he sees you? What will he be able to say about you or even to you? Will he be able to say, well, Barbara, you had the opportunity, but you did nothing for me. You sit back and just act as if it's my job to just do everything. I gave you the ability to talk. I gave you the ability to walk and see and hear. And even if you can't see and hear, I bless man that he can have Braille. I bless man that he can do sign language, many things. But you had the ability, Barbara, to do everything. You had to use an activity of all your limbs. You could see, you could hear. But when opportunity presented itself, you said no. Without even moving your lips, you said no because you did nothing. You made no move. Yeah. So I often think about that, and I said I was going to put a stop to testify Friday because I don't want nobody to get in trouble. My daughter-in-law asked me to come to Kissimmee and speak on Sunday. I jumped at the opportunity because the house is packed. And that gave me the opportunity to talk to young people, middle-aged people, older people, children. And when God used me to minister, no one is left out. No one is, even babies. He blessed everybody in the house. And I'm grateful unto him for that. Thank him for it. But we, in this hour, we need to talk more of his wondrous works and make known his deeds among the people because time is drawing near and there are things that are coming our way. And many people won't know what it is. Many people think they doomed, you know, because of their ways, what they've been doing, you know, they feel like I didn't change when I should, it's too late. But if we could reach them now, I don't live in the same city as you. I often think about that too. I said, Lord, if I was in the same city with at least 10 of these people, it would be a good time, it would be a good thing. But we live in separate cities. So who you get to be around, I'm not. Who I'm around, you're not. But whoever you're around, you have the opportunity to witness. Yeah. Went over to the dealership yesterday to get my oil change, giving them another chance. And they were so nice to me. I could not believe it. And favor. And people who have been there hours and hours before me, because I was there for like 2 hours. And they called me before they called them. The lady come out and walked me to my truck and opened the hood and showed me everything under there. She said, well, let's check and make sure they didn't leave the oil cap off this time. Because before they left the oil cap off, that's why I stopped going. And we went out there and I'm looking under there. It's a little dusty. But, you know, it's no oil leaks and it's not filthy because, you know, I wasn't running the truck like that till recently. I think last October I started going to the prison and now, you know, I'm taking a trip to Kissimmee every now and then. But before I was in the house and not really, you know, driving that far. But I thank God that he gave me favor. Not only that, I thank God he opened doors and make ways where I see no way. And so I'm grateful unto him. Tomorrow I'll be going to the prison because Sunday I'll be in Kissimmee. And I had said, that's too much. Maybe I shouldn't go. But yeah, they look forward to me coming to the prison. Yeah. And they look forward to hearing something different. So I think I'm going to just go ahead on to the prison. It's not that far. Maybe 45 minutes. And Kissimmee is like maybe 2 hours on Sunday. So if I get up early Sunday morning, I can head on to Kissimmee and get there before 11 o'clock for 11 o'clock worship service. God is faithful. God is faithful to us. And he will work everything out for us. We just have to trust him. Take my word for it. You just have to trust God. And see, when your way is pleasing and your heart is pure and you don't have no evil in there for nobody, and I decided to stop looking at the craziness on TV. I just cut it out. If I can't, and I love the movie Noah. Oh, that's a beautiful thing. If I can't watch a Christian movie, I can't watch the word being, you know, in a movie, you know, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, all of that, all Genesis, all of that is on TV, but you have to go to YouTube. that I think it's called Tubi. Yeah. I went there and I found a whole bunch of Christian movies I could watch. And that's what, you know, play in my house. I decided to put all that other stuff out because those are nothing but spirits. And it's not anything that give God glory. It don't give God no praise. It don't inspire me or encourage me to keep my mind on him. So I put it out of my house. Listen, we coming down to the wire. I'm telling you. Not only is Jesus coming back, but there's a bunch of stuff that's going to go on for the believer. And if we don't know what's going on and we're not girded up in him, we'll go for the okey-doke. Yeah. And we'll accept them sixes that they talk about. Hallelujah. And that's not what we want to do. We want to be right when God returns. And we want to help as many people to get right before he returns, to tell what he's able to do for you. He saved me. I was a dissident there. But a lot of people ashamed of their past. But I say this morning, the first one without sin cast the first stone. Yeah. You never did no wrong. You never did nobody wrong. Wrong has never been to you, done to you. I want to meet them kind of people. Because I don't know nobody alive that has never done wrong. This is why Jesus had to come on the scene. Sins had to be forgiven. Sins had to be wiped away. When we look back there in Noah's day, God told him he wouldn't always strive with man. Man was evil, and he get more and more evil. He get more and more wicked. So people walk around and act like, you know, they got it together and, you know, I'm just all of bad and, you know, you should be like me. You got families with stuff swept under the rug that happened in the family. And other people looking at that family and they just look like the perfect family. The mom and daddy come out hugged up. The children dress nice. They act manable. But when the door is closed, behind closed doors, then they're acting like a fool with each other. I lived with a man. Lived with him for 11 months before he was arrested. And me and him would be throwing down in the car coming from work. Or we'll be tearing it up at home. And if somebody else showed up, hey, let me get a ride because I work for a day labor company. Barbara, let me get a ride to the corner. Let me get a ride to McDuff, wherever they was going that was close. When they got in the car, we act like we was the most loving couple you ever saw. But right before I stopped to see what you wanted, I had gave him the business or he was giving me the business. At home, we would be in the bedroom giving each other the business and the kids in the other room. They never knew we was hell raising. Somebody knock on the door, he go answer the door. Baby. Your friend Felicia's here. I come out acting like nothing had ever happened. As soon as she leave, I'm back giving him the business again. I mean, I'm giving it to him. People, it's what they do. They keep their business and what's going on from you. And you over there thinking, well, over in our house, we always disagree and this and that going on. Over there across the street, they got it together. Now, it looks like they have it together. And don't compare your family, don't compare yourself to anybody else. Whatever you see in your family you don't like, take it to the Lord in prayer. If it's something that has been going on for generations, take it to the Lord in prayer. Ask God to destroy it from the root. Destroy the very root of that thing. He made you one of a kind. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you've been through. You are one of a kind. There's not another you nowhere. Nobody else is like you. No one will have your fingerprints. So the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the flesh always want to think it's better than somebody else. Who is man that God is even mindful of us? How did we get to be so important? How is it we are all of that in a bag of chips? How is it I can look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm better than the next fool-figured old woman? The devil is a fool and a liar. He said, think not more of yourself than you ought to. Don't think more of you than you should. I have self-esteem. I feel good. God gave me favor. People like me. But I'm no better than the next person. Because when I look back at my past, oh my goodness. You done come out of darkness into the marvelous light. But you too at one point was in the world and of the world. You too at one point was doing what the world do, following the latest trends and fashions and fads. You too at one point was smoking weed. You too at one point was drinking Crown Royal and all this foolish. How is it you so better than everybody else now that you come out of darkness into the marvelous light? Some people still in the darkness and thinking they still better than somebody else. I thank God I can face me for who I am. I thank God I like me for who I became in him. I thank God for self-esteem. I don't care how fat I get, how old I get, I love Barbara. And I know as long as I stay in God, Barbara is going to be all right, but I got to stay in him. Because again, this morning, the devil come but to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10 says it. It's Jesus that come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Yeah. But that devil will destroy us through thoughts. Yeah, he'll snatch your mind. I'm telling you the truth. And you're around here doing stuff out the norm, and you're like, you know something is wrong, but you can't figure out what. You don't have your mind no more. The devil is controlling. That flesh will cause you to do things that later on you will be ashamed of, that things that you can never tell nobody. Your flesh will do that for you because it's evil too and wicked. And it wants to be pleased. And it's against God. It's against the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God wants us to love and obey and do what's right and do what's good. Be kind. Show mercy. Show grace to others. That flesh say, no, you don't show them that. They said that about you. No, you ain't got nothing for them. Don't you hate them? Oh, you hate them. Because look now, what they said about you. They didn't put their hands on you. They didn't take nothing from you. They said something about you. Was it true what they said? Because when people say what's true about me, even out my past, I smile and go on many days. You know why? It's true, but that's not where I am today. That's what I was. I'm no longer that. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. We're a new creation in God. He made us over. Isn't that something? He made you over. You're not that same. You may do some of the same things. You may even do some of the same sins every now and then. But you're not that same person. God come in and he made you over. And the more you seek him, the more you'll see you've been made over. Certain desires left you. You thought you'd never get rid of those desires. Good morning, Brother Perry. God bless you this morning. You thought you would take those desires to the grave. God delivered you from them. He showed you, you don't even like that. That's not even who you are. I'm telling you, I remember back in the day when I was a hell raiser. And when I saw my daughter raising hell, I used to call her somebody else's name and say, oh, no, hell raiser, you ain't going to raise hell. Look now, done forgot how much hell I raised. I forgot all the stuff I did. I'm looking at my daughter, and I know that's not going to go in here. Whenever she got ready, she raised hell in the house. It was in her until she got saved. Once God saved her, there's no more of that. Because once God come into your heart, you learn how to talk to people. Now, if you say you saved and you still got that mean streak in you, you still mean when you want to be. and just get an attitude for no reason, carry that to the altar. Ask God to deliver you. You can't go back with him with that in you. Yeah, it's some people just mean for no reason. Nobody did nothing for you. They look at the person, I just don't like them. You don't even know anything about them. Yeah. So when it's like that, we got to take that thing to God in prayer and ask him, Lord, deliver me. Yeah, you got to be delivered. Because you hurting you. And anytime we're not walking in the ways of God, we hurting ourselves. I'm just telling you the truth. Because we reap what we sow, whatever it is. If you sow it to the spirit, you're going to reap it to the spirit. If you sow it to the flesh, you're going to reap it to the flesh. So you reap what you sow, either way it goes. I had got saved and everything, you know, walking with the Lord and allowing God to use me. He teaching me and showing me he's real and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, the detective show up. What y'all want? I don't do that. Hey, listen here. It's not what you do, it's what you did. Y'all hear me? It's what has been done. You can't sweep this under the rug. It's got to be dealt with. I had to reap what I had sowed. Now, they blessed me and let me go. You know, squashed it, throwed it away. But I yet had to face the consequences of my actions, what I had done before I come to the Lord. Yeah. So we keep moving in Jesus. He put our sins in the sea of forgetfulness. We put them in there too, never to remember them again. The only time we want to remember our past negative things is we remembering them to tell God, thank you for bringing us out. Are we witnessing to somebody else of the goodness of the Lord? We don't want to sit around on that old stuff. Oh, yeah, in 1925, you had an abortion. Now, you don't want to remember that. In 1967, you was going with married men. Now, that ain't what you want to remember. In 1973, you was a big fornicator. Fornicated with anybody as much as you wanted to when you got ready. Now, that ain't what you want to remember. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And so what we want to focus on now, we want to focus on the good days, the good things of the Lord, because he has blessed us. He made us over. Yeah, we're not the same. And then I want you to begin to look at this. God made you in his image. Oh, but he did. He made you in his image. And we should represent God much better. This is for the believer now. It's not for the world, because we know what they do and we know how they think. And, you know, they're not thinking about God. That's not who they are. Yeah, it's my thing. I do what I want to do out here. But I tell you, we are one of a kind people. Now, it's many members, but one body. But each one of these members do a different thing. You've often heard me say it if you've been coming for a while. You might be an eye. I may be an ear. Louis may be a nose. That may be a lip or a mouth. Somebody else, the tongue, the teeth. But we all make up who we are. We all make up this one person. Dot, Louis, Barbara, Louis, Perry. Whoever we are, we make up this one person. But yet, we are unique. We are different. We are not the same. I can come to your house. Your house is decorated different than mine. I go to the, we may have some similar things in there. You got a dishwasher, a refrigerator, a stove. You have cabinets. But it's different. My cabinets may be a different color. My refrigerator may be a different color. oven, a stove, you know. The tile, I may have tile in my kitchen. You may have linoleum. Or you may have wood. You see, we're different. We're different. But we make up this one body of Christ. And we should love one another. Because folks think they're going back with God because they go to church. They think they're going back with God because I didn't cuss, I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't fight. I gave all that up. We'll go back with God if you see love in our heart. I'm telling you the truth. I asked him. I went on my knees years ago and asked him for that answer. And the answer was love. L-O-V-E, for God is love. And he took me to 1 John, the 4th chapter. I'm on my knees asking, what would it take for me to go back with you? He said, love, and took me to the book. While I was on my knees, I had to get my Bible and look in there right then and there. Now, some people say, oh, that's strange, that's weird, oh, God ain't do that. Oh, yes, he did for me. Hallelujah. When I came to him, in the initial stages, he began to speak to me then and say, you're wrong, you're poisoning my people, and you know you're wrong. Don't you go back. If you go back, that body should surely lay down and never get up again. I'm going to make your life better than it has ever been. He reminded me, though, but don't you go back. It reminded me of Solomon. Remember when God come to Solomon and was talking to him? He told him about them strange women and all of that. Because I'm telling you, he will come to you, but you have to listen. And I want to let you know this now. If he come, most likely you going to listen. Your mind won't go to nothing else but what he's saying. It's just the way that it is. And if you ever meet him, when you leave, you will never be the same. You will never. If you don't accept him, if you ever really meet him, you will never be the same, because every now and then that's going to come back up. You may go back out in club. Back in the day, we called it ho-hop, ho-hopping. You may go back out and ho-hop. You may go back out and get drunk, steal, smoke weed, whatever you do. That's against the statutes and regulations of God, whatever you do. But every now and then that's going to come back to you. Whatever the experience was, is coming back to you, because you cannot meet him and stay the same. If you meet him and receive him, you won't ever be the same. You'll look the same, in some instances act the same. You might club a little more. You might drink a little more. But you will never be the same, and eventually all of that is going to go. Because more and more your mind is going to begin to think on these things. Yeah, the things that God did the day you met him. Yeah. And see, we don't have to think on the negative. He said, think on these things. Whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, you know, whatever is right, whatever is honest, whatever is good. We can think on these things. Keep our mind off the negativity. Because no matter what we learn, we can't stop nothing. I learned that. That's why I let it go. I can't stop nothing. If the store is shut down and I run out of food, I can make all the preparations I want. What am I do? If I live another 20, say today Walmart and everybody, Winn-Dixie and all the grocery stores, Fred Meyer, Save-A-Lot, Safeway, all of them run out of groceries, and that's it. There will be no more coming in. No more farmers doing nothing. They done cleared the fields, and that's it. Ain't nothing coming up. The seed is up out the ground. No more canning factories open. No more nothing. No more chicken houses. No more cows. No more nothing. No beef, no chicken, no fish, no nothing. The only way you get fish is you go to the water and get you some lake, river, ocean, wherever you go to get fish. And it stayed like that for 20 years. What I got in here won't last 20 years, and I might live another 20. I'm 65. I know people live to 105. What am I going to do after 20 years, all the food I done stored up in here 30, 40 years? What am I do now? So that same energy, I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus. I found out if I trust him, it's him that will provide. I've done all I could do. I can't do no more. It's time to let it go now. Let God have his way. Because what is he going to do? He gave it all to you like you got the power. It's all right today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Think on that. Angels bow before him. The heavens and earth adore him. He's almighty God. I think on these things that have all the power, there's no higher power. All power is on our side. And his word says, if he be for us, oh, I think on these things, I'm about to run any minute. He is more than the whole world against us. And we see the world as a huge place. He's more than all that and everybody in it being against us. Why? He can give us favor. It can be that way at 10 o'clock, at 5 after 10, he can change. And if he loved me and the world hate me, he can change that too. He can set me above the world. He can put me in a position where the world need what I got. They hate me, but they need what I got. He's got a mighty sweet way of working things out. Over to that car dealership, I was floored at the favor. I went out the door, and here come a salesman. He wanted to talk for a while. He said, my wife just shopped all the time. And I told him, you have to stop all that shopping. He talking about a Goodwill is not safe. The people know about name and all that. She shops so much. I said, leave her alone. He said, yeah, because she told me this. I don't stop you from getting what you want. Whatever you want, I let you enjoy yourself and have it. You do what you want to do. Now, shopping is my thing, and I go to the cheapest places, and I get what's on sale. He said, I had 5 gas cans. I started laughing. He said, so much stuff in the garage, I couldn't pull a car in there. You can't put a car in the garage. I said, well, women like stuff. Women shop. He said, I see that. Yeah. But see, God is a mighty sweet God. And he will give us the desires of our heart. All right. Let's hear that. Take a sip of coffee right there. Yes, sir. Why is that? Because of this. He know the intent of your heart. Isn't that beautiful? See, man don't know you. I've had people look at me and say, oh, I don't fool with her. I heard this one girl telling her, say, oh, yeah, she real sweet. Oh, that's Miss Mac. All you got to do is go over there and talk to her. Because her and the children needed some food. She was like, uh-uh. She looked like she thinks she all that. The girl told her, said, girl, Miss Mac don't think she all or nothing. The only thing I know Miss Mac think about is these kids out here in this project. If she could take all these people children, she'd take all these people children and put them in a better place. That's all I can tell you. Now, if you need something, you go over there and talk to her. If she got it, it's yours. I promise you. Girl, go on over there and talk to Miss Mac. Well, go with me. Come with me. They come on to the door together. They on the sidewalk. And they get to the door. She said, Miss Mac, can we talk to you for a minute? I said, yeah. Open the door. Y'all come on in. She said, Miss Mac, she need a little bit of help, but she didn't know how to approach you, and I guess she was, you know, a little scared to ask you anything, because she thinking, you know, if you got this and that, you know, you might be a little uppity. I said, you know me. She said, I tried to tell her, but she wouldn't listen. I said, baby, what you need? She said, I need some food. I said, okay. How many children you got? I got four. Okay. I said, well, look, let me give you this to walk with. I'm going to give you this to take home to walk with for the babies right now. And if you give me about an hour, come back, and we're going to do better. She was like, thank you so much. Then they leave and going down there. That lady going to talk about me. Yeah, I don't know nobody to talk about you too. And what am I talk about you about? Been there and done that. I had children. When they was younger, I needed food. Yeah. I remember I got a little lump sum of money and took them all. Gave them all $50 a piece and took them to the thrift store. Said, now go on in there and get anything you can get with your $50, and I'm gonna go over here and get what I can get for all of y'all. But each one of y'all, when y'all come out of here, y'all better have some kind of, if it's only one outfit, you better have something. But this will not go for candies and cookies and foolishness. And they went on in there. Yeah. God is faithful, and he will bless us. This is why I can't think that I'm more than somebody else. I done shopped thrift stores, and to be honest with you, was happy to go up in there and find things. I like back then, them days, a little bit of looking through the little junk. Oh, yeah. There have been days I had to borrow a cup of rice, a cup of sugar. Yeah, a piece of margarine. It's been them days. There were days I had to apply for food stamps. Lived in the project with my children. The government footed the bill. So how in the world could I think I'm all of that? I don't know. Been homeless before. Been without a car. Didn't have two pennies in my pocket before. Huh? Where's all of that come from? Because when I look back, thank God for where he brought me from. Thank him for where he brought me from. So at the drop of a hat, I can help a homeless person. Yeah. And you know, the Lord blessed me. I went to school and I learned about mental health management and these kind of things. So I can see, you know, the spirits on the people. So those kind of people, you have to treat them different. You can't just walk up to them and just treat them like you would what we call a normal person, clothes in their right mind. You got to talk to them a little bit different. And wherever you go and you want to minister, you love to spread the good news of Jesus, he'll show you how to deal with everybody, because everybody there is not the same. I done did it in Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, yeah, Walmart, all kind of people. And I thank God for that. Hey, glory. Thank God for the travels I had. It wasn't always vacation travels. It was serious business. It was more serious than going for a funeral of a relative. You know how we have to travel sometime to go bury Uncle Bo and Aunt Sally and out there. Yeah, it was more serious than that. And sometimes we got to go, but we don't have the money. So we robbed Peter to pay Paul so we could go pay our last respects to Uncle Bo and Aunt Sally or be there for the family. You know, sometimes they said, well, Barbara coming in, she'd cook so much, you know, different things. But I traveled to spread the good news of Jesus. I traveled to give one person a message. Hallelujah. God is faithful. That's love. That's his love for us. One person. All the way out of Florida to Alabama. All the way out of Florida to Missouri. God is faithful. God is faithful. He loves us just that much. And he'll give you one-on-one. Oh, yes, he will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen goes right there now. Ah, yeah. But listen, I was talking to the salesman over there. He was I tell him about his wife shopping and all of that. And I said, well, my God, you know, I don't allow to get like that. I said, I have a lot of boxes from Amazon, Walmart, you know, delivering home stuff. I said, but I get this guy to come over with his truck. He throw all the stuff in the back of his truck and take it to what we call the dump. And Jerry and I call him the $50 man. Because everything he do, he want $50. So pay him and he take all the stuff out of there. I said, but now that's the way my closet is. I give away, it's right back. I clean it out, it's right back. I said, and now that we really can get stuff delivered at the door, it make it easier for women to shop online. I'm to my, every store is online now. I said in a little Walmart, Amazon, all of that, because you find some good deals. And while you searching, you looking at different things. Yeah, and women like to shop. Women like to spend money. Yeah, we do, we do. And I told him, I said, but I have a jar. And I, you know, put change in my jar when my grandbaby see it, she'd be like, that's our Christmas money. He started laughing because a lot of men don't think women want to save. They just want to spend all the time. If we could spend the electric money, we'd be over there at the, I mean, online shopping with the electric money if we could get away with it. Yeah, house note money. It don't make no difference. We shopping. Yeah. But I'm learning that hoarding thing, I can't take care of. I don't like clutter either. Oh, no, I can't do it. So I'm blessed that I give out. If I get in, I want to give out. Food, I want to give it out. I don't want to keep too much in here. It's just me. No need of having a freezer packed and it's going bad before I use it. Yeah. So I thank God for the life that he's given to me, the many blessings. Wanted to testify this morning of his wondrous works. Want to make known his deeds among you. Hallelujah. He's faithful. This is what I know about him. Always on time, never late. And he don't always do things in the way that we expect. So I was looking for my blessing to come this way. He brought it a whole different way. A way I never would have thought he would have brought it in that way. Because he have ideas I never could imagine. He's got ways of doing things I could never comprehend. I could never do that. I could never even think like that. Because he's wisdom. Hallelujah. All wisdom. All knowing. They told me he was all wise, and I get to see for myself. They told me he's here, there, and everywhere. He's with you. He's with me. He's with everybody, wherever they may be in the world. I found that to be true. I can call on him 6 o'clock in the morning in Florida, and there's somebody in Georgia, Mississippi, Miami, New York, Tennessee, Texas, calling on him at 6 o'clock too, huh? And he hear and understand every one of those calls. And he can answer each of those calls if he chooses to. My goodness, what a God we serve. Look, he's on your side today. If you're in the waiting mode, because most of us, we just in the waiting mode. I know it looked like it's never coming, but you're just waiting for it. And though it take a time, though it tarry, it's slow. It didn't get here yet. I'm yet going to trust God. Because he's going to bring it to pass. No matter what's going on in the world, if he made you a promise, he yet can fulfill your promise. And he told us, this is why I remind us all the time, hoping we'll walk in this. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. I don't care what your situation looking like. I don't care what you did in your past. He said, we're above and not beneath. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I don't care where it come from. I don't care what they say. I don't care what it look like, what it feel like, what it sound like it could be. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. He didn't say it wouldn't form, but it won't grow no bigger. It won't do nothing. It just showed up. Now, we go to playing around with it. It may do something. But look here. If it show up, you show out in your prayer. If it show up, you show out in the fast. Hey, glory. If it show up, you show out in the praise and worshiping God. Because it formed. But Lord, I remember you said it won't prosper. I'm going to dance on that right there. He said we could do all things through Christ who strengthened us. You set your mind to it. Relax, relax. Take it easy. You can do it. Because you're going to do it through him. He's going to do it through you, and you're going to do it through him. Because he's got all power. Hallelujah. I feel all right there. He's on our side this morning. I promise you, he's for us. But we got to be for him, and we got to be for ourselves too. Because many times we don't forgive ourselves. Many times we think we don't deserve it. Many times we think we're not worth it. Many times we think I just couldn't. What? I can do all things. I'm going to have what he said I'm going to have. I am going to have me $500 million one day to bless all the people and more that I desire to bless. He's going to do that in his name. For his glory, hallelujah. You can't give me no praise. I don't deserve it. But I need you to praise him because I bought you a house. He used me to buy you a house. And you don't owe me nothing. So no need to come around to, Sister Barbara, you bought me a house. Look here, keep all of that. Let's give God the praise. Don't even think on me. I need you thinking on him. You bought me a new car. Yes, I did. God used me to do it. I didn't buy it. Because you could see me, but I didn't do nothing. God did it for you. He saw the need. He bought you the farm. He put the business together for you. He sent your children to college. Whatever your desire is. He gave me the money so I could be a blessing to you. Money answers all things. That's the scripture. It's the love of money is the root of all evil, not money. And if you think money evil, call me and I'll give you my address and go ahead and put it all in the mail to me. Yeah, because money is not evil. It's the love of it that causes people to do evil things. Yeah, because they love what money does. Hallelujah. God is faithful to us. If we'll open our eyes and be faithful to him, don't get tired of him here. Don't get sick and tired of being sick and tired of Almighty God. Open up to him. Tell him your deepest, darkest secret. He's not going to tell anyone else. He's not a gossiper. Open up to him. And tell him, Lord, you know I've been doing the same thing for years. I want this to go. I don't know what to do about it, Lord. I tried and it won't go nowhere. Talk to him. Keep talking to him about it. Because if he didn't move it, keep talking to him. You want it to go. Keep talking to him about it. You believe it's against him. You believe it's against his word. Keep talking to him about it. You want something. Lord, I never had a new car. I done had cars that was new to me. But brand new off the showroom, I never had that. Lord, I want to experience that. Lord, I always wanted a bigger house, whatever it is. And you're not doing it because you're showing out against the Joneses. This is your true desire. This is what you truly want. I want to go to Italy. I want to go to Europe, Lord. Whatever it is, tell him. I want my children saved. I want my children to be better. I want my marriage to work better. Lord, I've been seeing old Nance over there for years, and off and on, I've talked to her, but I ain't fooling with Nancy. But, Lord, she ain't went nowhere, and anything I need, I can ask her for it. Lord, is that my wife? Lord, John been hanging around for years. I tell him something wrong with my car. He said, well, I'll stop by there tomorrow and take a look under the hood. But he never pursued nothing. You look under the hood, tell me what it is. You need me to take it up there for you? And yeah. Lord, is John my husband? Talk to him. Open up. We have not because we ask not. A lot of things we would have had, but we don't open up. We don't talk to God. We treat him like the boogeyman. And many days we treat God like he don't know what's going on in our hearts and our thinking. Like he don't know we thought that. I used to think that way. I was keeping something in secret, not from Almighty God who made me. He knows the very intent of my heart. His eyes are in every place. He's beholding the evil and the good. Hallelujah. We're going to one request this morning, and when we come back, we're coming back with our scripture of the day, and we are still talking about this. Testify if the word of God, and I'm going to let you put the rest there. Testify. You don't have to wait till 9 o'clock if you got your favorite scripture. You want to talk about it. Well, my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. And it's my favorite scripture because I've seen God move. And you ain't got to tell us how he moved. Just tell us he moved in this way and that way before. Because I didn't lean to my own understanding. I trusted him and he did it. You got to tell us exactly what he did. You ain't got to tell us that I was in jail and I used problems and he set me free. You ain't got to tell us that. Yeah, you ain't got to tell us none of your business. When I say testify and tell us about your favorite scripture, just tell us what the scripture did for you. You don't have to tell us how it was done. Just it did it for you. Hallelujah. And you can testify of how the word of God has blessed you. And it can be a one time or many times you tell that he did it. You know, I was in the food stamp line. I didn't think I was going to be approved. I got the approval letter, you know. Oh, you ain't got to say food stamp line. You can just say, well, I was trying to get something and I didn't think I would be approved for it. And God opened a door. It could have been a credit card, you know. Could have been a Visa card. Could have been insurance. They run a credit check on you now when you buy car insurance. Yeah. Old State Farm. If ever there was a time to walk according to the word of God, now is that time. Praying and seeking God to walk in his word daily. Now, sometimes I said daily. Allowing the Spirit of God to lead and guide us daily according to his will is most important today. It is very important.
Can you hear me, Barbara? I can't hear you. Can't hear nothing. I hear some noise in the background, but I can't hear your voice.
God is saying, listen here, don't you fool yourself. I don't care how big and bad the enemies of your life may be, I still get the last word. God says, when the dust settles and the smoke clears, I'm still going to have folk wondering who in the world is your God. And they're going to want to know your God and get to know your God, because I will be exalted among the heathen. Now, that's the folk who don't even know me, who don't even like me, who don't even come to church, who don't even worship. They're going to look at you and they're going to wonder who your God is. Oh, I know I'm telling the truth. I just saw it a couple weeks ago. Dr. Ned Howard, I just saw it a couple weeks ago. It was a wonderful thing. While I was in my boy's hospital room, we were waiting on surgery number three. We were waiting on surgery number three, and the ENT, the ear doctor, who was supposed to work on it, had told us the day before that she specializes in handling the ear. My boy has had a significant ear infection that has permeated much of his head, and he has been very consumed with this, and it's caused him so much pain over these past weeks. It's just literally ear infection that has exploded in his brain. And now in his head, and now he's dealing with this reality. And this woman comes in and she says, don't worry about it. I can handle this surgery. They call me the ear girl. I said, all right, ear girl, because my boy got an ear problem. And I need the ear girl to handle my boy's ear problem. And she said, no problem, I can handle it. The next day she comes and they put him on what is known as the add-on list. The add-on list is when you are not already scheduled for surgery. We weren't scheduled weeks out. It is just something we know we need you to have. And so we're going to put you on the add-on list. And you'll be brought into the operating room as soon as we can get you a space. Well, brothers and sisters, the day had come. We're ready for the surgery. Morning passes. Nobody calls for my son. Get to the afternoon, nobody calls for my son. It's the middle of the afternoon, nobody calls for my son. Around 5 o'clock, the ear girl comes in. And Doc says, I hate to let you know, I got to leave. My shift is over. And I got, what? That's what I said. And I said, my shift is over. And I cannot stay any longer. I got to get out of here. I've been here all day long, and I'm going home. She said, my shift is over. I got to leave. I said, all right. So she walked out the room. I picked up my phone. I started texting some folk that I know. A brother that I know who's a member of this church. Big baller shot call at the hospital. I'm glad I know people. I said, ear girl said she can't do the surgery because it's time for her to go. 5 minutes later, ear girl walked back into the room. Wait. Watch what ear girl said. Ear girl said, I don't know who you praying to, but an operating room just opened and I'm going to take your boy down in just a few minutes. That's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story was Miss Cosby said, well, sit down. If you got 5 minutes, I'll tell you who my God is so you can get happy about him too. Oh, is there anybody in this church this afternoon who knows that God will put you in position where you can show your God off? You can talk about how wonderful he is. Talk about how amazing he is. Talk about how awesome he is. I need 10 people in here to exalt him among the heathen. I feel like lifting him up. Come on, Tonto, let's ride. I feel like hollering one good time and I'll be out of here. He says, I will be exalted among the heathen. But he also says, I'll be exalted in the earth. The connotation here, Rem Stephan, is that he's not just going to be exalted among folk who don't know him. He's going to be exalted among folk who do know him. It literally connotes that everybody who's got a relationship with him, watch this, is going to have a reason to celebrate God in public. And I need some folk in here who refuse to be a part of the Secret Service saints to help me right through here. I need some people in here who refuse to be covert ops Christians to help me give God some glory on a Sunday afternoon, because he's going to be exalted among his people in this world. saw it happen. I saw it happen. One last story. I'm out of your way. I saw it happen right there in my boy's room. My boy was in almost a fetal position for about 8, 10, 12 days. Had such severe pain. Wouldn't open his eyes because the white light was bothering him. Pain all in his head. And he was just laying there, somewhere teetering between affliction and depression. Day after day, he didn't want to do much talking. If you know Matthew, do you know he's always the star of the show? He wants to make sure that you understand that he is in the room. This boy was laying in his bed, not wanting to talk, not wanting to do anything. Tubes coming all out of his body. He's laying there, and while he's laying there, everybody's looking at him, bemoaning his situation. Because this 12-year-old boy shouldn't have to deal with this kind of pain. And then Wednesday of last week, big brother, Wednesday of last week, we walk into the room. Matthew's up out the bed. And he's walking around, eyes open, talking to us. Although his voice is muted because his sickness has taken away the volume in his voice, he's talking to us. And we're having a good time in conversation. We go up to the kids' zone in the hospital. He gets some paint. And he becomes the next Picasso of the world. Drum man didn't have any artistic ability before we went in the hospital. He'd been painting stuff for the last 3 days. He gave me a picture of the Lion King setting. And I looked back at him and I said, Hakuna Matata, my brother. Where my Lion King fans? It's a problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. Means no worries. Means no worries. He painted this beautiful picture of the Lion King. He's painting all these paintings. It's a wonderful thing. And doctors are looking at him and say, hey, Matthew, how in the world are you feeling? He said, I'm feeling all right. And looking at him and they're amazed at this boy who's now walking around. Well, for the last several days, he's just been laying there in the bed. I said, Matt, you got to give God praise. Because God knows how to do wonderful things suddenly. Oh, my. I said, he does wonderful things suddenly. Now, that shouted me, but it didn't shout him. Matthew looked back at me. He said, that may be true, but some things God does eventually. I'm done. I'm heading to the table. But I need somebody in this church who understands that my praise is not predicated on when he does it. My praise is determined by who is the one who is doing it. And whether he does it suddenly or eventually, I'm going to praise him continually. And is there anybody in this building this afternoon who can help me close this message and begin to celebrate the God who still works miracles? I can't tell you when he's going to fix your situation. I can't tell you when he's going to work your circumstance out. But whether he does it suddenly or eventually, he's still worthy to be praised. So I need somebody on a Sunday afternoon to help me lift up Jesus. I need somebody to help me glorify God. And stretch out your arms, open up your mouth, and say, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Is there a witness in this church that God can do it however he chooses to do it? I don't know when he's going to work it out. I don't know how he's going to work it out. But since I know he's able to work it out, he may not come when I want him, but he'll always be right on time. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Somebody shout yeah! Shout yeah! Yeah!
to encourage this afternoon. But I need you to know that your God has capable hands. And his word to you and to me is, be still. And know that I am God. And I will be exalted. I will be exalted. I will show you my power. I will get the glory. There will be glory after this. There will be victory after this. Come on, is there anybody who believes it? God's going to turn it around. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? He will bring you out. There will be glory after this. We'll be right back.
spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com